According to Webster, a break is discontinuity, a respite from regularity, a kind of cultural fracture of regular time. In American academic culture, spring break is one of our ritual retreats from work. Whatever else work is in America, it's not supposed to be fun. In our argot, we say, I have to go to work, not I get to go to work. We say, thank God it's Friday, not thank God it's Monday. Indeed, many of us spend time at work so that we can have free time, or time of our own in the evenings or on weekends. This free time is free of the obligations and duties of work or school or other formal organizations. It is culturally opposed to slave time, when we must work to somebody else's specifications. Historically, many cultures have counterpointed work time with periods of rest, relaxation, and reflection. The best known of these breaks was called the Sabbath, a day each week when people stopped work to think about vocation, hoping to redeem work time with reflection. Aristotle hoped that people would use their leisure to ponder the good, the true, and the beautiful. Perhaps he was thinking about Daytona Beach. Perhaps not. In any case, we all know that Aristotle was a geek. Instead of following the Aristotelian example, Americans have invented fun, a deviation and diversion from work. Fun is not work, although some people work out for fun. Fun is the antithesis of work. Fun does not involve the whole person. It involves the shadow self who is suppressed at work. And fun has its own rules. Fun is almost mandatory for Americans. Martha Wolfenstein claims that we conform to a fun morality, which insists that we can't be happy unless we are extroverted and exuberant. Socially constructed, commodified play. Fun is the way that business takes back the money that they give us for work. Fun in America often involves a stimulus, stimulation, and sometimes even stimulants. It's apparently hard to have fun quietly. Fun is where we can be ourselves by buying into the mass-produced entertainments of commercial culture. In America, schoolwork is seen, as the word suggests, as work, with almost all of the negative associations that go with that dreary term. Because we generally experience schoolwork as alienating work, we often miss its intrinsic pleasures. The joy of fully comprehending a text, the sense of creation in a new connection, the feel of accomplishment in a rhythmic sentence, the quiet delight of learning in conversation, the satisfaction of hard-won competence. Because it is seen as work, too, usually dissociated. In our academic work, the spirit of play that so often animates genuine discovery and creation. Noel Coward claimed it fun, but most Americans disagree. College students, therefore, take coffee breaks during the day, study breaks at night, and hump day breaks in the middle of the week. With many other Americans, they are waiting for the weekend and for spring break. Unfulfilled by our vocations, many of us look forward to extended vacations. Spring break is essentially a vacation, from the Latin vacare, to be empty. We vacate the place of work for more exotic places, Florida, Texas, Mexico, and the sensuous delights of sun and sea and sex. We respond to the conventional restraints of the body with the full-bodied frolic of the beaches and bars. We trade the silence of the library for the noise of the crowd. We empty the mind and fill up the stomach. We fill up with food and empty a six-pack. All I want to do is have some fun is not just a pop song, but a cultural mantra, and spring break is our contribution to the chant. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, having fun, doing work.